Is this what you've been working on for me, my pet? Interesting. I wasn't expecting the vial to be so... blue. You know what I mean. Normally when you make me something, the color isn't vibrant like this. Is it some kind of numbing agent? Maybe a tranquilizer? Ooh, is it something that will cause instant death? You must tell me, pet. What on earth are you concocting? An aphrodisiac. What a different choice for you, pet. I was unaware of the sap within. I do love the idea of an aphrodisiac as a weapon. Being able to weaponize sexuality like that is sure to be helpful in cases that call for espionage. What about on a grand scale? How will this little vial of blue stuff, supposedly an aphrodisiac, help me? It's not like I can take out an entire building by slipping a drop or two of this in their drinks. I'm not able to clear a street by pumping this into the air. What exactly is this aphrodisiac going to give me that your other creations haven't yet? So confident that it's going to be able to do all that. It doesn't really look like much. Doesn't smell like much. You are hinging your entire career with me on this syringe. Is it really as potent as you say it is? And you really think it's going to help me out on missions? I only ask because I value your opinion, pet. None of what I achieve is possible without you and that clever mind of yours. But I have yet to see what this vial of blue liquid can do. From where I'm standing, there's not much to it. I need to see it in action to know if what you're saying is the truth. Besides, it's not like I can bring a new toy out with me without knowing exactly what it does. I need to know how to properly use it, how long it takes to activate, and it doesn't seem like you have that information yet, do you? Then you should be getting me that information by any means necessary, right? I think you know where this is going, pet. We're going to be testing this out on you. If it works like you say it does, then there's no reason for you to be nervous. It'll just be you and me, like it has been dozens of times before. You wouldn't be embarrassed about me seeing you in such a depraved state, would you? And there's nothing holding you back. Roll up your sleeve for me and I'll do the honors. Is it going to be instant? Will it take an hour? I hope it makes you so horny that you can't think. I love when you're too desperate to even be able to form sentences. Just letting out a string of noises that sound an awful lot like please for me. You can't get enough of how I take you apart and put you back together every night. If anything, I would think a slut like yourself would be excited for a chance to try their own aphrodisiac. It means you'll be getting attention from Madam during the workday, pets. If it works, that means you'll get praised. That's what you live for. That's a good pet. Did it hurt? But would you have noticed it if someone gave you a pinprick with it? That's good to know. It might work better as something we dissolve in drinks. It's harder to get a needle in someone without them noticing than slipping something small in their drink. According to the thing on your screen, it says it should take about 5 minutes before you start to feel the effects. Will you be able to make it that long? I'm not sure if you can handle waiting that long. Excitement starting to build from knowing that the aphrodisiac is coursing through your vein, being pumped throughout your body. And all we can do is watch and wait. Observe the effects of our little experiment. So far, so good. No immediate allergic reactions. You're also able to respond and you look fairly normal. How are you feeling? I wouldn't expect any less of you, my pets. I'm very pleased with you for allowing me to inject you with your concoction. Normally, you put up such a fight when I want to test your inventions on yourself. Luckily for me, you wanted to know if it would work just as badly as I did, didn't you? I thought so. The gears in my head started turning when you mentioned it was an aphrodisiac. I know how hard it is for you to keep it in your pants, my pet. Such a slut for me, so eager to please and obey, even if it means testing out an aphrodisiac like this. Even if this isn't weaponized, this is something you're going to be making more of. I can see it already, embracing the depravity of introducing you to it, corrupting you bit by bit. A little more each day. Until you're this. Until you're excited to have an injection that you created at the hands of your adoring madam. You've never been as excited as this in your scientific career, have you? That's my pet. So good for me. Why don't you get undressed? You're starting to look a little hot. You needed to have clothes on when you were working with the chemicals, but those chemicals are inside you now. You don't need to be covered up. You can let it all out for Madam, just like a proper pet. And you look so good when you're naked, too. It's a shame that you have to put on things like a jacket when you're working with chemicals. Maybe I should get one that's specifically clear. That way I can keep you safe with your body on display. That thought excites you, doesn't it? The aphrodisiac is working a lot faster than either of us expected. You made it quite potent by accident, didn't you? Yeah. I can see it. You're too horny to even think at this point. You're burning from the inside out. There's a throbbing need that you can't ignore. It's getting more vicious as time passes on. An all-consuming need lighting up every nerve in your body. You feel like you're on fire. You feel that if I don't touch you, you'll burn up, right? Would you be able to fight me in this state? Would you be able to take me on? Try to disarm me or kick my leg out or something? That's good. Your legs are looking a bit wobbly. Why don't you lay down? The fact that you made it so strong that you can't stand is a good thing. Can you think about anything besides how turned on you are? Interesting. I was not expecting for you to have this kind of reaction, to be writhing in need without me ever laying a hand on you. Even with your extensive training, you're still struggling to combat it. Wow. You really outdid yourself this time. What a good pet you are, reducing yourself to this pitiful excuse of a human just to prove your points. You made me very happy today, pet. You did good work creating something as strong as this. I'll lift up my skirt and take care of you. You did amazing this week, and you deserve a treat for it. I'll even let you come. Oh, good pets get treats for their behavior. When pets make their owners happy, they get rewards. You made such a potent aphrodisiac for me that you almost passed out from being horny. How adorable. Always going above and beyond for me, pet. That's why you're my pet and I'm your madam. I tell you what to create and then you blow my expectations out of the water. And then you get fucked like this. You get to feel what obeying me does to me. Every time you say yes, madam, or right away, madam. I feel myself start to get wet. You look at me like that. Like you are right now. And I feel a little bit of a throb. Fuck, you're so good for me. Feels so good underneath me, and you look so good too. So lucky that I found you, my pet. So happy that you agreed to be mine. Take whatever I give you so fucking well. Yes, you do. Always make me so pleased with you. It shows that even sluts are capable of great things when given the chance. Oh, that's it, slut. You feel good, don't you? That's right. Of course you do. Such a perfect slut for me, taking it just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, you're making me so happy, pet. You're doing such a good job for me. That's why you're being fucked. That's why you're allowed to feel good right now. Pets only get pleasure when they do something right. And you did something fucking right, my pet. You made what I think is my new go-to when doing one-on-one work. Yes, you did. Just look at the effects the aphrodisiac has on you. All horny and unable to do anything but focus on that gnawing need. Oh, fuck. If I wasn't fucking you right now, you wouldn't be able to do anything except moan, except focus on your own desperation. I took pity on you, sluts. I would have felt bad looking down and seeing such a pathetic creature squirming and making incoherent noises. But with how much you took, with how much you injected yourself with, you don't even care that it's a pity fuck and that you're being pathetic. All that matters is that you feel good, that madam is giving you some relief that you need and you're grateful for that. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, it doesn't matter how it happens, as long as you come, right? Right? That's right, my pet. That's why you're so perfect for this job, for this goal, for me. Not afraid to put your own dignity to the side if it means getting to feel good, if it means making me happy. Eager to serve, eager to obey, eager to please. My favorite things all wrapped in one person. You're fucking me so well, my pet. Making me feel good as I work the both of us. Your orgasm building at the same time that mine is. With every thrust of my hips against you. Taking what I give you so well. Yes. Doing such a good job for me. Looks so fucking good underneath me. Yeah, you were made to be on your back, my pet. You look so fucking pretty when you're taking it, accepting whatever I give you without complaint. You want more, don't you? The greedy little slut thinks that they can handle more, don't they? I shouldn't be surprised about that from a slut. So desperate to feel good, so excited to come. You're willing to do anything for it, even if it means degrading yourself like this. Spreading your legs before your boss and being fucked. Being fucked on your own creation. I would think that someone of your status, someone of your intellect, would enjoy being in charge, but it seems that I was wrong. It seems that one of the greatest minds of our generation is just a slutty pet, willing to do anything for praise. Oh, fuck. What would the media say if it got out that you were fucking me? What would the tabloids say about the brilliant inventor? I doubt it would be about what you've created and more about how you sounded like this. You're supposed to be more than this. You're supposed to be a beacon of hope. It's such a shame. But at least you make a good fuck, right? At least you get to feel good and are getting closer to your own orgasm, right? It doesn't matter what happens to anyone else, as long as you keep feeling good and I let you come. Oh, I know it's true, pet. Yes, I do. Helping me get closer to my own orgasm by lying there and being good for me. Such a good pet for madam. Oh, yes, you are. That's why you're being rewarded. That's why you get to come for me. You get to orgasm because you created such a powerful aphrodisiac for me. So powerful that your thighs are already shaking. You're already on edge, aren't you, pet? Oh, poor slut. It's such a shame that you're going to be taking more from me. I'm getting close, but not like you, pet. I'm not there yet. It's okay, though. You're just easier than most. I wouldn't expect any different from you. I don't even know if no is in your vocabulary. Whatever I want, you say yes to. Even now, even like this, you said yes to letting me inject you with something you hadn't tested yet. You're always going to tell Madam yes, aren't you? Oh, that's right. And why are you always going to tell Madam yes? It's because you're my pet. It's because you do what I say. I've made you everything that you are today, and you're grateful for it. Good pets. Good pets always remember their manners. Always remember to make Madam feel good. Just like you're doing. being such a good sled for me. Yeah, looks so pretty underneath me. You feel so fucking good too. Yeah. Oh, that's right. My hips thrusting against yours. Our bodies moving together. Oh, I'm so fucking close, Pat. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good against me. Love how you're touching me. Love how you're holding me. Oh, that's right, sluts. Oh, making me feel so good. Yes, you are. You want to come, don't you? Of course you do. And I want to come too. So come with me, pet. You can do it. Oh, come on. Let me see just how good you can be. Show madam how grateful you are for her pity. Come. Come just like a good pet. That's a good pat. Do you feel better after you've orgasmed? Huh? Only a little bit? I would have figured that after you orgasm, the aphrodisiac would wear off. Your body got what it needed, didn't it? Fascinating. Maybe we need to do more research. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out, won't you? That's my pet. But for this breakthrough, I'll let you off for the rest of the day. Enjoy your time on the floor or whatever. Come upstairs when you're ready, though. If the aphrodisiac hasn't worn off, I have some other things we could try if you want to get creative.